Now, getting into what we are talking about with brains and eyes and how the eyes access different parts of the creative mechanism, people seem to be hardwired basically the same way. In other words, they all seem to see past, they see the present, they see the future. Again, though, according to how you're conditioned, according to some sort of neurological type differences, some people actually, like Jose Silva, he would see when he's at beta brainwave, he would see the present right in front of him. Some people actually have the present inside of them. They associate it in everybody. They're the kinesthetic, loving, huggy-feely type of people. They don't feel good unless they get their 3 hugs a day. Other people would never hug anybody because they see everybody out in front of them, even in the present. Jose Silva saw his future still in front of him, just going straight out in front of him, which is really good. That's called being associated in time. Other people see their future a little bit out to the right of them a little bit, okay? Some people, some guys that are really different, might see it out to their left. On their past, Jose saw his right behind him. That's where he would visualize it. That's very common. Another common one is they see their past back to the left side. So there's various ways of doing it here, and they're all good. They all work. And you don't even have to know which one is best for you, because all you have to do is do the 3 scenes technique. And when you use past, present, and future, do the drill as we explain it in the upcoming session and just pretend it will work. And my gosh, I bet it will. Now, if you have any troubles with it, which I don't think you will, just take a deep breath, turn your eyes up, and think of something in the future. Your eyes will go accidentally and automatically to where they're supposed to go. If you want to think about something in the past, well, just take a deep breath, turn your eyes upward, and think of something in the past, and your eyes will automatically go to somewhere they're supposed to go. Now, this is presupposing that you're thinking of a visual picture. If you're thinking of a kinesthetic, then it's going to change a little bit. So I would suggest that you stick with the visual pictures, then add in the other auditory kinesthetics, gustatory, viscerals to it, the emotions to it at that point. That will give you the desire, the belief, and the expectancy to make it much more powerful. We're giving you a lot of drills, and I would suggest that what you do is between every drill that we give you, because they're all new and they're all different, is go back in between every one of them, re-listen to the centering drill. Get used to that. Get used to that so you can do it on automatic process. And then go ahead and listen to this 3 scenes technique, and then go to the ones past that point. Now, what this does is if you continue practicing the centering drill, it puts into your mind all those other processes that are left out of the other drills past that point, because that's the foundation of the whole grid work of all the psychic influence work you're going to be doing. So you do need to listen to that at least about 10 total hours. And the easy way to do it is to put it in between the other drills when you do them. And then after you get all these audios down and you learn how to do the skills on them, then I would suggest that every day for at least 30 days, practice the centering drill itself. Just go ahead and do the centering drill, listen to the audio, and do it with a headset on, okay? And then before you go and do any remote viewing, just for the heck of it, go back down and practice the centering drill. And then what you do is you go and do your remote influence drill or your remote viewing drill or your 3 scenes drill or whatever drill you want to do, because at that time you will be where you're supposed to be. Otherwise, it's like trying to get a cup of water out of the kitchen, but you're outside by the tree, and you sort of wonder why the faucet doesn't work where you're in the wrong room. You're out by the tree. Got to be where the skill takes place at. Now, after you learn how to do all this stuff, you can actually just take a deep breath, visualize the number 3 times, and you will be physically relaxed. But then you can take a deep breath and visualize the number 2, and you will be mentally relaxed. And then you can take a deep breath and visualize the number 1, 3 times, and you will be at your center, and then you can do any drill that you want to from that time. So after you've learned it, you can go ahead and do it without the conditioning cycles as per listening on this auditory. I would still suggest, even 6 months down the road, pull this centering drill out and re-anchor it into your neurology by listening to it again. Because the more that you listen to it, the better you're going to get at helping yourself in business and in your family relationships and your healing and romance. In fact, anything that you want to put it towards. Please join me in session 6 as we do the 3 scenes technique.